You know what's hot these days? I'm DJ Brian, and we'll find out after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, April 24th, 2026, and we just heard 101 with Energetic. And I just want to start off by saying happy birthday to my father in Menifee, California. His birthday actually is on Sunday, the 26th. But since we won't be in the studio on Sunday, just wanted to give him a happy birthday. So, 아빠, 생신 진심으로 축하드립니다. 항상 건강하시고 행복하시고 제가 올해는 미국 못 가지만 내년 갈 수 있으면 꼭 또 놀러 가겠습니다. Alrighty. If you guys get to see my dad, if you're in California, he kind of looks like me with gray hair, basically. So give him a happy birthday and a high five. Well, back to it. In K-pop right now, breakups are looking a lot less permanent, and 2026 is shaping up to be the year of reunions. Yes, 재결합s are hot. They're very hot. And I know a lot of groups right now and duets who told me they're going to come back. I can't say who they are if they're not allowed to talk about it online or on the radio yet. But leading the charge is 101. Reuniting for the first time in 7 years through a new reality show that premieres next week. Not to be outdone, okay, by IOI. Of course, IOI is also making a comeback to celebrate their 10th anniversary. Now think new music, an Asian tour, and yes, fans reliving their teenage years in real time. And if your teens were in the 2000s, there's something for you as well. Guess who's coming back after a 15-year hiatus? See ya! Yes, their comeback track already climbing charts like they never left. So, what's behind this reunion wave? Industry insiders say it's partly practical. Agencies are more flexible now, but mostly emotional. Now, these groups come with built-in stories, shared history, and loyal fan bases that newer acts simply can't replicate overnight. Now, in other words, it's not just about the music, it's about memory. Because in K-pop, the past doesn't stay in the past, does it? So, let's do these girls justice. Check out a song by Sia, Still Here, Still Us, 그럼에도 우린. Would you like a coffee or tea? You know what else has people talking in K-pop these days? The late night music talk show, The Seasons on KBS. Yes, this is where you get to listen to me talk about, you know, stuff going on right now and how that's hot while you drink all that coffee or tea. But I went right into it because it's hot. And the show is on its 9th season already. Can you imagine that? You probably heard that each season has a different host, each with their own color, their flair, their style, from actor Park Bo-gum to rapper Lee Young-ji. Well, this season is hosted by a balladeer and a man who knows his food, Mr. Song Si-kyung, and has been making waves for one simple reason. The guest list. Yes, it's an A-list guest list. The show is quickly becoming the place where artists you haven't seen in years suddenly reappear. For example, Lee Seo-ra made her first TV appearance in about 6 years on episode 1. Then in episode 2, Lee Jae-hoon of Cool showed up, his first music show appearance in 14 years. That's not a comeback, y'all. That is basically a resurrection. Yes. So, how is this all happening? Well, industry insiders point to Song Si-kyung himself. Since debuting in 2000, he's built a reputation not just as a hit maker, but as what you might call the ultimate industry insider, singer, entertainer, chef, polyglot, you name it. More importantly, he's known for something rare in entertainment, genuine relationships. Over the years, he's acted as a bridge between generations of artists, hosting concerts, collaborating widely, and apparently knowing exactly who to call. Now, who are you guys looking forward to see on the next The Seasons episode? We'll find out soon enough. Well, we got a song for you guys right now, though. We got 꼬막 소년단 with Sweet Thing, 단 거. Are you ready for your next Korea adventure?
Pack light, tune in, and
just go!
Welcome to Just Go with Nael, where she explores the
hidden beauties of Korea's smaller cities and districts many miss. Welcome to the studio, Nayel. Where will you take us today?
It was very calming and almost ASMR, and then you went...
That's my tone for where we're going today, because I saw where we're going today, and it's...
Really?
Because I know the mascot, and I'm allergic to those things.
Oh,
that's why...
You know what? I am too.
How are you raising it, and you're allergic to it? It makes no sense at all.
So, the place we will be visiting is Goyang, which in Korean, yes, that's a wordplay, means
just
cat.
Goyang!
Just Goyang. You know what? Actually,
oh my God, that's a dad joke. I'm sorry.
No, it's not a joke, because the slogan for the...
No. Don't you even say it. Are you serious?
It's Let's Go Yang. That's the slogan, y'all. It is.
Goyang mayor and all the people involved with coming up with the slogans for Goyang.
We have a very famous mall in...
Please come to our show so I can just, like, dish you on air.
There's another one that I really want to talk about. Like, there's a lot of wordplay that happens in Goyang City. Like, a really famous outdoor mall that's called One Mount.
One Mount?
And everyone's like, what does that mean? Why One Mount? Because it's in Ilsan. Il-one. San Mountain. One Mount. We're going to get into some of these other...
That's literally what
I
they
left
call
Ryan
it?
Speechless. That hasn't happened
I
ever.
Like dad jokes, but because it's a joke. These are real names.
Y'all, somebody had meetings for these, right? And they were like, oh, what about, you know, One Mount? And people like stood up and clapped, and that's why a mall is named One Mount.
Then they should basically have a mascot of the word go and a lamb next to it or something.
Speaking of mascot, because the wordplay is Goyang and it's a cat, used to be, guys, Goyang City, Goyang.
They should have a lamb going, go!
Aw, go.
Oh my gosh,
yang.
If they do that?
Go, yang. Brian can take credit.
They have to give me like 10%. Yeah.
So you know what? That's where we're going today. And I feel like we've done a lot of these chill nature vibes. And so this is somewhere in between, I would say. And because everywhere is more chill than Seoul in comparison. So
Goyang has some chill nature places.
Yeah, no, it totally is. Yeah. But compared to like Puyo that we did last week.
And
it's not
or
that
Injil
chill.
Or before that. Yes.
Yeah, it's not that chill, but it's still, it's very, you know, yeah. It's nearby. It's definitely doable for people visiting Seoul. If you're coming for a short period of time and you don't have time to go too far away, I would say it's a great place to visit to see how locals live. So Goyang, that's the name of the town. And you know what? The flower festival in Goyang started at the lake park. Today.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Also, fun fact, I forget the place, what it's called, but a friend of mine, her family owns like a barbecue restaurant out there.
Ooh.
It's an American style.
Oh, is it Texas?
Kind of like that.
Like a Texas. Oh.
So it's like outdoor setting and indoor. And then at nighttime, they have like a live band perform. So you can actually go there, have some pulled pork.
Ooh.
You know, baked beans, all the sides, ribs, and all that stuff.
I feel like I've been to it. I don't even remember the name.
And you have to drive up a hill, too.
Oh.
It's like almost like a foresty-looking setting. And then for dessert, they had like this cool, I think it's like banana vanilla bread. Because it had like vanilla wafers in the banana pudding. Banana pudding.
Ooh.
That's what it was.
I love
Very
banana
good.
Pudding. Oh.
So I got to find out the information. And once I know, I can let you guys know. But it was really good. But it's in Goyang.
Okay. Yeah. So there we go. Starting strong with good restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Very close to Seoul. As I said, Seoul to Goyang, Gyeonggi-do, the distance is 20 to 30 kilometers depending on where you are in Seoul. You can go by subway, which I feel like we haven't covered one that you can go by subway. Line 3 leads you straight into Ilsan, like Jeongbalsan, Juyeop, Daewa area. If you drive 30 to 40 minutes, depending on where you are as well, this is not heavy traffic. If you're going from Gangnam on a heavy traffic day, it could take like 2.5 hours.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's happened. For buses, yeah, there's some direct buses that go 40 to 60 minutes. But honestly, it's one of the easier day trips from Seoul if you're visiting for fun.
Yes. And most recently, we had I guess the BTS concert there.
Yeah.
Blackpink has had their concert there.
Yeah,
a lot of K-pop singers have their concert
there. Right, because the Jamsil area has been kind of on construction for a while. That's why a lot of K-pop concerts have been happening there, the big ones.
Yes. And now we have a connection to today's place. I looked at the song.
He's rolling his eyes.
So the first song we're going to have for you guys today, for today's place that we've just hosted, is by 선우정아 featuring IU. It's called Cat 고양이. All right, we're back from listen to 선우정아 with Cat. Now, before we get to the festival, tell us a little bit more about Goyang, about what you know, what you studied about Goyang.
You know what? People often get it confused because Ilsan is actually the more famous area, but Ilsan is actually a district in the city. So it's Gyeonggi. So the province is Gyeonggi-do, is northern Gyeonggi-do.
Gyeonggi-do is huge, though.
Yeah.
I live in Gyeonggi-do, too.
Yeah. It's like a giant egg.
It's like a donut around Seoul.
Exactly. Yeah. So Seoul is the yolk and it's the whites. I feel like that sounds more disgusting somehow. I like the donut better. So it's the yes. donut and it's the northern part. So
and Seoul is a donut hole.
The big empty hole of Seoul. That's
yes.
where we are right now in the center. But yeah.
The heart of Korea is Seoul, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are the protection.
Around it.
Okay, people are going to have weird thoughts about what we're explaining right now.
Anyway, yeah. So Ilsan is definitely more famous, but it is actually the district in Goyang City. But
then where's Paju amongst
Paju
them?
Paju is above Goyangshi. It's actually a city of its own.
Oh,
so,
I thought it was in the same place.
I mean, it's very nearby. So Paju and Goyang, it's right next to each other. And some places you just cross the one
street?
Light one traffic light and then it's Paju, so very close by for sure.
Okay,
but let's get into it. Ilsan was more famous because it was known as the first Ilte Shindoshi. It was the developmental project back in the day and many new buildings. That's why it's such a nice residential area, because it was well planned out. But Lake Park is at the heart of all this. It's beautiful. In fact, a lot of broadcasting stations are there near that area as well. But Lake Park is where the Goyang International Flower Festival happens every year, started. And this year's theme is Flowers Color Time. Don't ask me, but that's what it's called.
Notice I didn't say a thing.
Because
when I'm confused, I learned from people, don't open your mouth.
Flowers and color and time. It runs from, today, April 24th to May 10th at the Ilsan Lake Park. And it features a large-scale floral installations, photo zones.
I think I know what it means.
What?
Flowers color time. Like flowers actually color time. So when time goes, flowers actually color. You know, like people can, we can measure time. We can measure, that kind of thing. So flowers.
That's a very poetic way to look at it.
Flowers have so many colors in them, Even in tulips, you have red tulips, orange tulips, yellow tulips.
I want to believe you, but I feel like you just did a more beautiful interpretation of it than what they intended. But you know what?
I'm hoping that's what it is.
Maybe we're underestimating
too
much.
Yes, I'm
hoping
that's
what
it is.
It is actually worth the hype. It's beautiful. It's worth the visit. Yeah. It's very large
scale. It's how you have to say it. You can't say flowers color time. You have to say flowers color time.
And then cry. Oh, you know what? And for people, because this year is clearly BTS's year of return. And so they have a special BTS-themed purple flower photo zones created for fans. And if you think that's kind of random, it's not, because RM is from Goyang. And there's actually a huge, in front of Lake Park, a huge mural of RM's face, and it's painted, and there's a quote by him, Goyang, Ma City. And it's there.
What's Ma City?
Like, mice.
Oh.
But I was like, did they ask for permission to... Anyway, so it's there. It's interesting. If you're a BTS fan, definitely visit that. It's right in front of Lake Park. Take a picture there. It's a good painting, so... Anyways, speaking of, many foreign visitors, like you mentioned earlier, visited Ilsan,
I literally
Goyang
thought you
area.
Were saying something like that, like
Ma City. Yeah, you have to say it with swag, which I don't have.
Okay.
But But yeah, lots of foreign visitors in the past year. Lots of K-pop concerts held at the Goyang Jonghap-Undongjang Stadium. So if you are a K-pop fan of these huge groups, you may have already visited.
Oh, Pintex is in Goyang.
It is,
I
yeah.
I thought it was in Ilsan. I got confused.
No, it is. Because it's in the Ilsan district of Goyang City in Gyeonggi. Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. They're also famous for, Koreans really like to label everything as something Lidangil. Pamlidangil is one of them. Sharosukil, Karosukil, things like that. Pamlidangil is in Ilsan and it's from Pamgashi Maul. It's this very residential area, but lots of very beautiful, cute cafes, bakeries. All their desserts are great. That's a place to visit if you want, you know, good local food.
Okay.
And Kintex, you mentioned earlier, is the places for huge exhibitions, international exhibitions.
I've been there a few times, yes.
Yeah. They have crazy ranges of different kinds of exhibitions. Camping, like baking, coffee.
I've been there for a dart competition.
What?
Why is that weird to you?
They have dart competitions? Did you win something?
I didn't do well, but, hence I have a dart board.
Do you go
house.
Every year?
I went twice.
Wow,
I hosted one and I competed in one. I'm not good.
Next time, let me know. I'll go cheer you on at the dart competitions.
Well, the second one was actually held in Songdo, so they changed location. So, yes.
Okay, so lots of interesting ones happening. Crazy variety of things happening. But this is the Ilsan area. But the bigger picture of Goyang, they have other historical sites too, like Haengju Sansong and very popular Night View. It's open till 10 p.m. It kind of combines that historical exploration with the modern attraction aspect of it. Mm. And you can see media art installations, hanbok rentals. Yeah, if you want to try that as well.
Oh, they have hanbok rentals there too.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Insadong.
You know what? They have them in very random locations. If you want to go, I mean, because it is a traditional background in a way, if you want to take pictures, it's a great spot. Seoreung is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it's part of the Joseon Dynasty's royal tombs, and it's ideal for peaceful walks. Mind you, they're, you know, tombs, but it's very quiet.
So there's actually, like, people in them?
Spirits.
Don't tell me that, because I'm about to get on the next car ride there.
Shoot. I can't believe out of all the things that I mentioned about Goyang, the place he wants to visit is a tomb. Anyway, it's a great place.
You know,
quiet,
I love that stuff.
Nature filled. It's not haunted, Ryan.
Oh my gosh. You know what's funny?
What?
If we're still doing lights, camera, action.
Oh.
I recently saw a Korean film and we could have talked about it.
You know what?
Guess what I watched? Because we just talked about horror.
I don't know.
I watched Talmokji.
I have no idea what
it
that
is.
It was
bad.
In a good way? Bad
as
in good?
It was not scary at all. Oh. I was the only one in the theater that kind of like, when does the scary part come up?
Oh.
Everybody else was scared. I was like, see, y'all don't know horror. That's why this is not scary.
See, everything, I guess all in that sense, all horror movies are good, quote unquote, for me because they're all scary.
I think you would get scared.
I cried watching Zombieland. Okay, so.
Yeah, you would have a heart attack watching Talmokji then.
Maybe even afterwards for like a week, I would cry.
It was on my weaker. If I was a Rotten Tomatoes metered person, it was probably like.
I don't know if you guys remember
27%.
The little Halloween scare I did for Brian last year. If somebody did that to me, I would cry at night.
Well, I'll explain more of it right now. It's two songs that we still have to play for y'all.
Yeah.
Related to Goyang.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the song titles. What connection is there to these?
Hold on one second. It's because I'm actually kind of hoping that Goyang City gets a little more attention than
it does.
Pay attention to Goyang.
Okay, y'all. That's what her goal is. If you guys come to Korea, pay more attention to Goyang. It needs more attention. That's why we have two songs with the word attention in it. First up, New Jeans with attention. And then ENHYPEN with attention, please. Now, it is time for Go or No Goyang. Get it?
No Goyang.
Yes. Goyang or No Goyang? Which one is it?
Here's the thing, guys.
Yes.
I live there.
That's where you live.
That's where I live.
That's why you picked it.
I'm going right after
I'm
this.
I'm going to Goyang, Goyang.
But you know what? The reason why I brought it up is because of the Flower Festival. It is timely. So I guess for me, it's
more of
a...
Can you steal some flowers and give it to me? I want to plant it on my front yard. I have like this like stone wall.
Uh-huh.
And there's dirt since last year. I never actually put anything in there.
I will definitely get fined if I steal from the flower festival.
Let's steal. Let's borrow. Let's use the word borrow and let people know, like, I'm bringing a little bit of Goyang into Pyeongtaek.
Interesting connection between Goyang and Pyeongtaek that I've never even imagined.
And it'll be like Go-tech.
Go-tech. Where have I heard that? I feel like that's the name of a place that I've been to.
Or Pyongyang.
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 Pyongyang is like, capital of North Korea.
we can't use that word.
So, yes, yeah, some flowers from Goyang going to... But you know what? Pyeongtaek. I do wonder what they do with... Because they do...
Go-pek.
Pyeongtaek. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm confused too.
So I would say more than go or no go, it's more of a come visit. But I purposefully actually moved to Goyang after living in Seoul. I didn't know anybody. I don't have any family there, but I love that city so much. So it's close enough that I still work in Seoul, but it's definitely a lot more chill. Is that kind of why you moved to Pyeongtaek? Because it's more chill?
That's way more chill.
But is that why? Because you wanted to be a little more in the...
If you think about it, when I first moved to Korea, when you first moved back to Korea, did you move straight to Goyang or did you move to the city?
I moved to Pohang. Yes.
Pohang? Where's Pohang? Yeah. I can't think
Pohang is in Gyeongsangbuk-do. You know what? We'll cover it in one of our segments. Okay. It's a great place, but it's like I had to drive 45 minutes to a movie theater and like...
All right, so then our situation is different. But when I first moved to Korea, it was straight into Seoul.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was like, okay, being from the suburbs in America, then going straight into a city.
Yeah.
You know, at first when you're young, you're like, oh yeah, you know, the city life. I want to experience is fun. You can just walk out to your apartment and, you know, go to a restaurant, market, movie theater, whatnot. But then the inner younger you being used to the suburbs, you kind of want to go back to it.
Uh-huh.
And so living in the city for so many years, like, oh no, I'm kind of over this.
How long did you live before you moved to Pyeongtaek? Like, how many years?
I didn't die.
How many years did you live in the city before you moved to Pyeongtaek?
From 1999 is when I moved here.
Dang.
And I moved to Pyeongtaek in 2018.
Oh, you actually lived a long time in Seoul.
Exactly. So I was kind of like over it. And so it got to a point where, like, since I work in Seoul all the time anyway, I'm like, okay, let me live in an area where it's quiet, because I have to live and work in the city anyway.
Yeah.
So on my days off, I can still be in some peace and quiet.
Mm.
And it's good for my friends too, because when I have like a day or two off back to back, and they have that day off too, they can be like, hey, if you're home, can we just, you know, take the weekend off and come down to your place? And it's like a little getaway, but you don't leave the country. You can, you know, because to leave the country, you have to get a plane ticket. Plane tickets are expensive now.
Mm-hmm.
Pack a bag. Now, if you're within Korea, I mean, you still have to pack a bag, but it's still a light overnight bag. And then for me, it's like, if you don't want to pack too much, I have extra toothbrushes. I have clothes you can borrow, extra PJs and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like, I joke around, like, it's like living on the East Coast and then going to your friend's house that kind of lives in the Hamptons kind of vibe.
Oh, that's kind of nice. You and do need connections there.
Yeah, and then I have a pool. So in the summertime, it's like, why go to Bali or Thailand or Indonesia where, you know, you want to be sit by the pool and have a cocktail, where your friend who actually has a pool, you can just chill at their house and not spend
Most people would argue because it's cheaper there. But if you're Brian's friend, then is it free? Do you charge your friends? Is there an entrance fee for locals versus people who travel?
What friend charges their friend to come over their house?
I will charge everybody who wants to come see my cats 5,000 won per head.
Wow. Is that for your allergy medicine?
This is why I have no visitors in Goyangsi. But what? Just for the time being, for the next 1 month, I will not take any fees to come see my cats.
See, this is why Niall doesn't even hang out with her kid or husband anymore, because she's stealing money from them.
Yes, that's what I'm doing to everybody.
Yes. But what we are going to do is listen to music and hopefully get her sanity back. And it's going to be our last song for this segment. And I can see the connection here by the title of the song.
Yes.
Because this is where she is from. Mm-hmm. This is her home at the moment.
Yes.
And the song is by Car the Garden. It's called Home, Sweet Home, because Goyang is Nael's home. And after the song is played, this is where she'll be going to rest her head and have her cats give her allergies. So, Nael, thank you for introducing all of us to Goyang. And next week, we'll be excited to learn about a new place in Korea.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that was Home Sweet Home by Car the Garden. And unfortunately, it's already time for us to say goodbye to you guys today. Thank you for tuning in. And we have a great song taking us out. It's by Mamamoo, Spring Fever, 봄타. Our producer is Chaedeum Gwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.